The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Palm Coast listens at 91.9. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. I'll have a brief monologue, and after the monologue, our telephone lines will be open, and we invite your telephone call for your dialogue and discussion on the issue today. Lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'll be talking about a subject today that deals with what is taking place on a global basis, where our globalists today are rapidly pulling the curtains on the final stages of the one world government, the one world order, as they call it. I believe for years and years and years we've heard and witnessed the push for a global government. But I believe every Christian, every patriot, every conservative needs to be concerned. But the top of the news from the globalist movement, though it may not have hit the local Marxist media or the national news media, CNN and others, there's a push today behind the scenes, and it's part of the globalist agenda, and it is to have every citizen, every person, eating bugs for breakfast. You ever thought about that? Bugs for breakfast? I'm looking at article after article. Headline says, they're healthy, they're sustainable, so why don't human beings eat bugs? Another headline, by 2050, we'll all be eating bugs on purpose. Another headline, time to eat bugs. According to the Lancet Science Journal, they're saying that we need to eat bugs, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the question is, how does that fit into the big picture of the globalist agenda? The globalist agenda is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen. They want to have full control over our food, our fuel, and our future, as well as our freedom. Hear me. The globalist goal is to have control, full control, over our food, our fuel, our families, our faith, and freedom. And they're on the fast track for doing that. I believe it's time we listen up, sit up, and understand what is taking place. And all of this is being done, ladies and gentlemen, all of this talking about what the globalist movement's doing to take control of our lives completely. They're doing it based on a program of fear. Of fear. The present fear strategy, if we do not openly embrace eating bugs, we're going to destroy planet Earth. The climate change movement says we've got to stop cows, any type of animal, and start eating the bugs. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word is the truth book. If you continue in my Word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Jesus told that to his disciples, John 8:31-32. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, declaratory statement is made, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord will endure forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, how long is forever? It is forever. George Orwell, the secularist, however, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint warns that America's decline is based on the death of truth. In part, Senator DeMint made this statement. Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in America. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the great apostasy, the falling away, church closures across America, as never before in the history of America. But ladies and gentlemen, part of that problem, as Jim DeMint said, is a refusal, a rejection to embrace truth. It's the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, according to the latest survey, says that they say, quote, each person determines his or her own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. A half-truth is a whole lie. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge today. We need to stand on the truth. I think it's time Christians wake up, sit up, stop being silent, and stand for truth. It's time we become the salt and light that the Lord Jesus says that we're to be in the world in which we're living. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take our first call in just one moment. Let me say this. Part of the fear factor that the globalist agenda uses today is that we're going to destroy planet Earth. We're going to destroy our globe. Ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this. The Bible already declares two or three things that we need to understand. The Earth is going to stand until God is ready to do something with it. Man's not going to do it. God's going to do it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, 7, 8, and following. Very, very clear that one day this whole world's going to be destroyed by fire. God's going to do it, not man. God's already said it. Just as in Revelation chapter 17, God says that there's going to come a global one-world church. The Bible says in Revelation 13, there'll come a day there will be a global governance. One world government, if you will. It'll be ruled by the Antichrist. So what we see taking place through the globalist movement is a fear factor. God says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that God's not given us a spirit of fear. But yet, the fear factor is what's ruling and reigning today, forcing otherwise intelligent human beings to bow and bend to what the dictums say out of the globalist governance movement today. The global system today, the globalists are pushing for control over what we eat, control over what we buy, control over where we go, control over what we drive, control over our health, control over our money, control over all that we hold near and dear today in the communication by text, telephone call, email, social media, etc. The globalists are taking control of each and every aspect of that. And they're allowed to do it based on fear. And fear is what allows them to have the power over human beings in America and around the globe. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Good morning. I can talk today.
Very good. I was certainly concerned about that and certainly keeping you lifted up in prayer and your whole family as well. And it gives me great pleasure to know that, you know, things are going well. I'm live down here in Kingsland, Georgia, with some friends at Bennett Chevrolet, faithful listeners that support us all the time. And they have, you know, so much praise for us. And I have to shake every one of these guys' hands this morning. They just love us so much, and I thank God for that.
Amen. Well, tell them to keep up the good work, keep looking up and lifting up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. It's nearing the day that the rapture of the church will take place, and we as Christians be snatched out of this old world. So we need to be salt and light. And so tell the men there, as they're marketing automobiles, talking about the vehicles, working with the public, working with each one coming in, let them know that there is a reason for living. And that is especially in this Christmas season, and that is especially looking at it, that reason is Jesus Christ is the reason for the season that we call Christmas. So thank them for listening.
Amen. Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I am so grateful, you know, for the subject that you have today also, just to throw in, you know, as an added for today. You know, we're living in times of instability. You know, when we look at the, you know, position of our government, how they are not really looking out for the welfare of the people. You know, that's the reason why I can reflect back on the days of the older presidents like Ronald Reagan and those who had America first at heart.
Amen.
And even when we look at President Trump, I mean, you know, he had, you know, some of the very same outlooks. And I know everybody's not a Trump lover, and that's okay. That's fine. When Jesus Christ came, he healed, he fed 5,000. He, you know, worked with everybody he could when he was here. And they still turned around and crucified him on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, I'm thankful, you know, for individuals that love and care for and support America first. But as we look at these times of instability that we're living in, we have to realize that God is still in control. And all we have to do is put our hope, our trust in him as we continue to read his word and come to know and understand that whatever he said in his word is going to come to pass. But I have never seen a time where I read in scripture, no matter what was going on at the time, and even though God's people had to go through the midst of a lot of things because trouble was all around them, yet and still he took care of them, and he brought them out and brought them through. So if we continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will do the same for us. Same God back then is the same God right now.
Absolutely. Dr. Davis, you're spot on. And even though what we look at, and we need to look at the world through the prism of the Word of God. We need to look at the world and what is taking place in America, what's taking place with the Biden administration, what is happening with the whole scenario of the global movement. We need to look at it through the prism of the Scripture and understand that God's still in control. God's still on the throne. God's not abandoned us. And God is the one that will, in fact, according to the Scripture, God's one that puts men in position of office, i.e. president. He's the one that removes them. And so we need to be praying seriously that this coming election cycle, that we realize that it could very well be the very last public free election in America.
Amen. Amen.
And the realization that through what we have today and just the morning news, one of the anchors said that we have about 13 million illegal invaders that's come into America under the Biden administration. We already had about 30 million of what they call DACA. So the truth is we have between 40 and 50 million illegal invaders in America. And at this very moment, the Biden administration is working a fast-track plan to allow all of them to get a Social Security check, to get all the health and benefits that citizens have in America, and to be able to vote, giving them driver's license, cell telephones, and the ability to vote by November 2024. So it should give every Christian, every conservative, every patriot a challenge. We need to pray, we need to plan, and we need to participate. We cannot sit in silence anymore. Even though Amen. We know God Amen. Is silent, God is sovereign, and He is. God still uses the free volitional will of man to carry out His plan on the face of this earth. Dr. Amen. Davis, you're Amen. Exactly right. What are your thoughts, by the way, about eating bugs for breakfast?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I'm not a big fan of any type of bug. Let me put it that way. So when it comes down to having to consume a bug, you know, I've never done that before in life, and I don't have any plans to do it. Let me just say knowingly, because to my knowledge of understanding, there are certain times when, yes, there have been bugs in our various types of grain, you know, that's sold in the stores. I know right now that you can buy a bag of grits, and after a few days, you may begin to see some little things moving around in it. Well, my wife, my bride, was always telling me, say, well, that's bugs in there. You know, that's no good, or grits need to be sifted out, or whatever the case might be, or you need to throw it in the trash. Well, she's not going to eat it anyway, so let me put it that way. She's pretty hard on the country boys sometimes, but thank God I love her. I love her because she helps keep me on my toes. Amen. But yes, you know, we sometimes have consumed bugs in the past, but I would not want to do it and knowing that that's what I'm doing. So for us to, and for me, as far as Americans and, you know, people that are over that in that particular area, I don't know what bracket to put them in, but those who oversee, you know, the produce, the grain that's coming into the country to supply, you know, what we need to go on our tables, you know, that's stooping to a new low for yes. me, you know, for them to permit such a thing to be, because well, for America to be such a great country as it is, we should not have to resort to that.
What they're doing, Dr. Davis, is through the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the globalist elitist, they're saying that we need to discontinue eating of any meats, especially beef. They say that the methane gas produced by the cattle doing nothing more than destroying planet Earth. Looking at one article, the World Economic Forum states that we will be eating bugs voluntarily and doing it soon. The UN, the WEF, and the EU, and the Biden administration wants us to start eating bugs in lieu of farming. That's what they're saying if we're going to save the planet, end quote. And that's exactly what we see taking place. And I've got probably 40 or 50 articles on that subject. It's one of the hidden things behind the scenes that's being done today at this very moment as part of the globalist movement is to remove anything that we are eating today and replace it with synthetics and or with bugs and worms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that might sound grotesque. That might sound almost beyond the realm of human comprehension. But that's exactly what's going on behind the scenes with the globalist One World Order movement. They've got to bring about fear that if we don't follow their guidelines, we're going to destroy planet Earth. Now, Dr. Davis, you're familiar with it, I'm sure. But in the scripture found in Genesis 8:22, God gives us a promise that should that we should be forewarned and forearmed to know that what the globalists are telling us will not happen. God says in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease.
Amen.
Now, God's word didn't say that it could cease unless we eat bugs. He says it's not going to cease. That's God's promise. And so,
amen.
Dr. Davis, I say to our listeners today, we need to trust God and not government. We need to depend on what God is saying and allow His word to be prevalent and preeminent in our lives, that we faith Him and trust Him and not fear what government is telling us. But I'm thankful for you, thankful for your family, for what God is doing in and through your life. And so tell everybody hello for us from Let's Face the Issues, and looking forward Amen. To what God is going to do in the future. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your call.
Well, let me see. One more thing, Dr. Youngblood.
Okay,
now,
go ahead.
Just let you wrap this thing up in a nice, pretty, just put a pretty little bow on it right now.
All right.
When it comes down to the haves and the have-nots, let us understand that they're going to eat well, but we'll be the one eating the bugs.
That's right.
My mind goes back to the time when Nancy Pelosi put it out there that, you know, everybody was supposed to shut down, lock down, stay in, you know, stay confined to a certain area because of COVID. Yet they caught Nancy out there getting fancy. She was in the hair parlor getting her hair fixed, while my bride and your bride, they all had to stay inside because they were commanded to do so. Now, right. Let us make sure we understand, you know, again, they're going to make the rule, but they're not going to abide by that same rule. So we better keep trusting in God.
Absolutely. That's the key to it. Trusting Him, placing our faith and trust in Him and not in man. It is very, very clear that we need to be obedient. In fact, the scripture says, and you're familiar with it, I'm sure, Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're watching the mourning of our nation because of the wicked being in charge today. And so it's my prayer for each one that's listening, as conservatives, as Christians, as patriots, that we will trust God, faith Him, and not be fearful based on what the government is saying today. They're manipulating the hearts, the minds, the movement, the attitudes of society today with what they're bombarding us with, that if we do not do these things, this, this, and this, we will destroy the planet. We're watching the climate guru cult taking control of the lives of human beings in our nation.
Amen.
And it is being done. It is being done so powerfully and yet so subtly that most do not realize what is taking place with that. So we keep looking up, knowing that God's still in control. God bless you, and thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, your insight.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what the globalists are doing today. And they would have us to eat bugs for breakfast. That might sound like a far-out, far-fetched thing. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just part of the puzzle that we need to understand, that it's coming together today. You see, the globalists today are pushing for control over what we eat. They say that we should not eat meats. In fact, they've already developed, through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they've already developed the phony false chicken that is lab-grown, L-A-B, grown in a scientific laboratory. Chicken that we're supposed to eat. Just a few short years ago, one of the burger places came out with a hamburger that was false, phony meat. I've forgotten what they called it, a super burger, a wonder burger, or something of that nature. Phony meat. And now they're saying that we need to stop eating beef because we'll destroy planet Earth. And they're controlling every aspect of our lives, are attempting to bring full control about. Ladies and gentlemen, part of that full control of our food, our fuel, our future, and our freedom. Part of that today is the push for the electric vehicles. In fact, most are not aware of the fact that the electric vehicles have absolutely become a fraud on the general public. Looking at the headline, it says Ford cuts planned 2024 production of electric F-150 Lightning trucks in half. The Ford Motor Company planned production on its all-electric pickup will be half this year. It makes a major reversal after the automaker significantly increased plant capacity for the EVs in 2023. Ford Motor Company, this is the announcement. Headline news. Wasn't on the news, CNN, or any of the other network news. Ford Motor Company will cut planned production of its electric trucks, F-150s, to one half this year, making a major reversal after the automaker significantly increased the plant capacity for electric vehicles in 2023. The new production plans calls for the average volume of around 1,600 F-150 electric trucks made in the Dearborn, Michigan center. Starting in January, according to the sources familiar with the decision, the automaker most recently planned to reduce 3,200 of the average vehicles per week out of that plant. Ladies and gentlemen, they're finding that it's costing Mega Millions to produce vehicles that sit on the car lots. The car dealers are saying to the manufacturers, do not send us any more electric vehicles. According to the statistics, a new car dealer will move the inventory about every 60 to 90 days. But they're saying with the electric vehicles, they own the lot between 15 and 18 months before they're sold. It is simply a facet of the globalist movement under the guise of climate change to control what we drive. And ladies and gentlemen, with some of the new legislation that the socialist Marxists are trying to get passed in the House, they will control, the government, will then be able to control the electric vehicle that you're driving as to how long you can drive, where you can go, how long you can let it run, and put in what I call geofencing to prevent us from traveling any distances. I'm looking at a headline shows what's coming to light in relationship to these electric vehicles. This article says car owner shocked by $20,000 price tag to replace the batteries. An Arizona car owner said that he was shocked when he heard how much it would cost to replace the battery in his vehicle. Lucas Thomas said that recently he took his 2014 hybrid to the dealership for a check engine light. They said something was wrong and wasn't expecting it to be too bad. They told me that I need a hybrid battery, and it's going to be $18,000 for the battery and another $2,000 just to install it. The hybrid car owner said that the vehicle was less than 70,000 miles on it. The entire car was purchased for only $16,000, and now it's going to be $20,000 to replace the battery. Ladies and gentlemen, what that does, that puts a used electric vehicle in a position that is not marketable, it has no value, it is good for the trash heap, and around the globe, the secret with the car, electric car phenomenon is that wreck yards, junk yards, are filled by the thousands of EVs, electric vehicles, that cannot be used because the cost of replacing them with the battery cost being what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about now Big Brother. We're talking about the globalist movement. And the globalist movement trying to control where we go, what we do, what we eat. They're wanting to control, and they have pretty much under control now, our fuel, our finances, and our freedom. And I say that very somberly, because unless we wake up and understand that's what's on the line, we'll be silent and allowing it to take place. That telephone is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, bugs for breakfast. That's part and parcel of what the globalist movement are doing and what they would have us to do today, is to eat bugs on the basis that we'll save the planet. And if we don't eat bugs, we're not going to save the planet. It's urgent today that we understand what is taking place and realize we must faith God and not government. We must faith God and not fear what man is saying and what is taking place. I'm looking at a headline, Global Elimination.